Well, you wouldn't believe it. One of our very helpful listeners in the Upper Hunter around Singleton just sent me a photo via our digital platforms. It's this Caledonian Hotel again. Now, in case you missed it, a fortnight ago, they went and fined the Caledonian Hotel, the publican and someone working there, for not observing health orders, for serving people who were not double jab, and for not observing or having a COVID plan in place. They went back again in relation to this, and this time they wouldn't comply again. Brad Hill is the publican, so they fined him again. So they went back again on Friday, a week ago, and this time they shut him down until Tuesday at midnight, which is their okay to do. Mick Fuller, the police commissioner, has a right under health orders to shut businesses down who don't comply. So I identified them, and people said, what happens when they go back? And I said, well, if they keep acting as they did, he's already been summoned to court, this bloke, Brad Hill, this complete dickhead. He's in court over his behaviour as the licensee of the hotel. Now, I support hotels across New South Wales because they've acted responsibly, but the Australian Hotels Association need to target this bloke and target him severely. So I got the photo. United we stand, divided we fall, free Australia, it says. Well, that could mean anything. But then they've dropped down another sign that says, no segregation, who's Ray? Well, Brad, I'll tell you who Ray is. I'll tell you who Ray is. Ray's the bloke that just sent it again to the New South Wales Police Force. And very shortly, someone from the New South Wales Police Force in the Upper Hunter will come knocking on your door. And they'll drive you cuckoo, and they'll close you down again if you are not complying with health orders. Now, signs mean nothing. You may well be complying with health orders, which is wonderful news, in that you're not having unvaccinated people in your pub, and you actually have a COVID officer and a COVID marshal there to make sure people believe they're doing the right thing. So, Brad, that's who Ray is. Ray's the pain in the ass that's going to keep driving you mad until you start complying with health orders. That's who Ray is, and Ray will continue to do exactly what he's done in the past. Hold you account, you complete fool. And by the way, if you're listening in Singleton, you could go to the Imperial Hotel, the Albion Hotel, the Horse and Jockey Hotel, the Royal Hotel, the Central Bar and Kitchen, the Club Singleton or Singleton Diggers, because guess what? They're all complying, unlike the dope called Brad Hill, who runs the Caledonian. And as I said, signs are one thing, Brad. No segregation, who's Ray? That's me. Okay? If you're complying, they'll leave you alone. If you continue to do what you're doing, the next closure won't be for 4 days, it'll be for a month. See how you're travelling then. You must have a lot of money, son.